Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Tuesday afternoon. It means we survived a Monday after the Saints loss. But look, I'm going to be optimistic. There are a lot of teams, a lot of really good teams that are going to get to the playoffs that are 0-1 right now. So, you know, I'm not pessimistic. And, you know, we talked about that a lot yesterday, and it was kind of good to get that out of our systems. So hoping for a better week this week. The 49ers are coming to town in the Caesars Superdome Sunday afternoon with a noon kickoff. And we're giving you a chance to win tickets. And in fact, you can register once a day. You can win tickets to the game and tickets to the VIP tailgate party by Bullseye Event Group. And look, it's premium food, it's premium liquor, it's right across from the dome. So, you know, you just fill up as far as food's concerned, have a couple of drinks, maybe get a little bit of a buzz, and then just walk over to the dome, and you don't have to spend money in the dome. So you get a chance to win the tickets and the passes to the VIP tailgate party at Benson Tower right next to the dome. And all you have to do is go to our website, WWL.com/contest with an S. That's WWL.com/contest with an S. And you can register once a day. So I'd do that every day because that's a cool thing to win. And good luck. All right. A lot of juicy things to talk about today. The mayor's race is entering a round where we're seeing a lot of ads on TV. As I assess these ads and from what I know about advertising and marketing from being in this business for so long, some of these ads are just a total waste of money. And better spots could be done. It's kind of amazing. It's almost like some people don't want to win. But, you know, they'd have to pay me to get answers from me as to what it would take. But, I don't need to get into that because I probably couldn't be on the air and do that at the same time. But anyway, I don't even want to wish good luck to everybody in the race because there are people in the race I don't want to win. A St. Bernard woman faces sexual abuse of animal and child porn charges. This 25-year-old woman. She is accused of sexual abuse and sexual abuse of an animal and then child porn. 22 counts of child sexual abuse material and then abusing an animal. You know, this is really sick. She deserves to be arrested. She deserves her day at court. Let's see what happens. But it's crazy what some people do. And some of you are so worried about like trans people and you're worried about drag queens, you know, and then you've got people having sex with animals in our state. And you've got a lot of people out there. A lot of them are like middle-aged white men. Middle-aged white men are the ones who stereotypically are the ones who are into child pornography. And there are a lot of them out there that just haven't been caught yet. The mother of the 11-year-old boy who was killed by an alligator after he left his home has been arrested. So we're going to get the latest on this case with NOPD officer Nick Kernan, a friend of mine. He's coming up and it's going to be in the studio, bringing a guest as well. And we're going to talk about this case and we're going to talk about child abuse in general. Also, you have heard in our news about the revised numbers from the Bureau of Labor Statistics showing that the job market is worse than they thought. With the updated numbers. Now, a lot of this started under Joe Biden. So President Trump inherited this trend, which is why it was absurd for President Trump or Donald Trump during the campaign to say, I'm going to stop inflation on day one. I'm going to turn this economy around. We're going to have more jobs than anybody has ever seen before. That's the kind of talk that Trump presents. But it's BS. The sad thing is people believed him. People believe anything and everything he says. He's not the only one. There are other politicians who have people just totally in a trance, and they believe anything the politician says. But, you know, Trump is a really great example of this. He's just mesmerized some people who just don't even think logically, and they just think emotionally, and they believe everything he says. Well, you know, I've told you many times during the campaign, I was called a Trump hater because I said Trump is not going to end inflation on day one. Ah, you're just a Trump hater. No, I was just being honest with you, and it turns out I was right. So, look, Trump inherited this, but it was wrong for him to make a promise he couldn't keep. He did it. Every politician does it. Every politician does it. This is not unique to Donald Trump. But what really is the glaring point to be made here is how sad it is that American voters are so stupid. I mean, American voters will believe anything they want to be true. They wanted Trump to end inflation and turn the economy around on day one. They wanted that, so they believed it. And look, I believe in the law of attraction. And I know this is going to go over a lot of people's heads, but the law of attraction is based on believing what you want to happen and manifesting it through your confidence and faith and belief that it is going to happen. So I believe that. But there's also this point of just ridiculousness when it comes to believing unrealistic campaign promises. So I'm not criticizing for Trump for not ending inflation or turning the economy around, turning the jobs market around, bringing back manufacturing jobs starting on day one. I'm not criticizing him for that. I'm criticizing the people who believed him. I'm criticizing him for making false promises on the campaign trail. But again, that's not unique to Trump. Everybody does it. Kamala Harris was doing the same thing. Every politician does it. But we need to be smarter as American voters and not believe that stuff, not believe what we want to be true, because that just makes us naive and stupid in a way. But, you know, the economy is not good. And this is going to have a bearing on the midterm elections. This is going to work against the Republicans in the midterm election. And they can't say, well, the Democrats are standing in the way. The Republicans control Congress. They control the White House. So what is their excuse? The point is, there are factors at work when it comes to the economy that do not allow an individual, even someone as powerful as the President of the United States, they do not allow an individual to have that much control over the economy. As much as we might like to think that somebody can wave a magic wand, that's simply not the case. All right, so you're hearing a lot about this birthday letter and, you know, the sketch of a kind of like a somewhat of a stick figure type sketch of a naked woman and President Trump's signature. He's got this really unique. In fact, he's really got a cool signature. I mean, I wish I could write my name like that. Donald Trump has the coolest signature I've ever seen. So see there, a compliment for Donald Trump. But he's got his signature down where the hair down there would be. And a lot of people are reading a lot into that. But also now this has been turned over to the House Oversight Committee on Capitol Hill. But now there's a letter from former President Bill Clinton to Jeffrey Epstein, congratulating him on his 50th birthday. And Clinton wrote, "It is reassuring, isn't it, to have lasted as long across all the years of learning and knowing adventures," and a word that can't be made out, "and also to have your childlike curiosity, the drive to make a difference, and the solace of friends." What is that childlike curiosity about? Could that be sex with underage girls? It could be. So I'm not surprised that Bill Clinton knew Jeffrey Epstein, and it has been confirmed even by Clinton's people. It has been confirmed that Bill Clinton was on 4 trips with Jeffrey Epstein. All right, so there's a lot of talk about the NFL being too woke. And a host on Newsmax, Greg Kelly, is boycotting the NFL because it's too woke. And he says that the commissioner of the NFL, Roger Goodell, is helping to ruin this country. This is absurd. It is total BS. It is ridiculous. Sadly, some people might agree. I think a lot of people, you know, during the kneeling incident, during the national anthem, I think a lot of people said they were going to boycott the NFL. They had this political machismo about them. Yeah, I'm never going to watch the NFL again. I'm going to boycott the NFL. And I bet many of them watch the NFL. And they bragged on social media about boycotting the NFL, but I bet they secretly watched the NFL. But Greg Kelly has gone overboard saying football is gay, football is queer, football is transgender, and, I mean, football is woke. I don't see it. I don't see it. I don't get it. I think this is ridiculous. But the fact that the guy's on Newsmax doesn't lend credibility to what he's saying. Greg Kelly used to be on Fox News, and there was some incident in his life. I don't remember what it was. But now he's on Newsmax, and you know, I don't have high regard for Newsmax. So we're going to talk about that this afternoon. Is the NFL too woke, and have you really boycotted the NFL? And we'll talk about the ratings of the NFL now and how they seem to be. Now, there's an interesting radio station in Florida. It's a country music station, 93.7 WHEL, Fort Myers, Florida. And this country station has changed its image, and now it's Trump country. They said they didn't ask permission, but they don't think that Donald Trump will mind. But they have a slogan, kind of like a slogan and a logo together. They have a slogan for the radio station, Make Country Great Again. It's about country music. They've got an actor who imitates President Trump to do the station imaging. You know, like when you hear on our station, you know, the rock star, talk star of New Orleans, here's Scoot. That guy, that announcer type. So they've got a guy doing that, but he's imitating President Trump when he does it. So it sounds like President Trump is endorsing the station. And they've got the Cancel Bowl, where listeners can leave voicemail messages complaining about the most pathetic woke thing they've ever seen. And there's some other things as well, prizes to be won, like the Trump Country Tailgate Command Kit. So we're going to talk about that a little later. I'll also tell you how they're doing in the ratings. But I mean, it's kind of funny. And honestly, I think it's really smart. I mean, when you think about that area of Florida, you know, Florida is, boy, there's some areas of Florida that are extremely conservative and other areas of Florida that are extremely liberal. And you know, I don't remember whether Florida is a red state, blue state, or purple state, but it really is a divide between right and left. A lot of conservative areas, a lot of liberal areas as well. That Fort Myers, Florida area, the area on the west coast of Florida, bordering the Gulf of Mexico, that area is really pretty conservative. In fact, very conservative. You go up to Tampa, St. Pete. Area can be very conservative. Of course, the panhandle of Florida, you know, Pensacola across, very conservative. But, you know, let's combine this conversation with also the conversation about the NFL being too woke. So if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. And if you've never called the show before and you're a first time caller, just let us know so we can give you a little special recognition. And if you've never called before and you're there talking to the radio, why don't you share your comments with us? Don't just talk to the radio. Call into the show and let other people hear what you have to say, because I guarantee you, whether you agree with me or not, there are people who will agree with you and they want to hear your opinion. And our show in particular, we don't have many guests. We have guests this afternoon. But as you know, I don't have many guests on this show, and it's really me and the audience. So we do love your comments, and you can get on the show if you disagree. If you are stupid about it, we're probably going to end the call. If you start repeating yourself and you're making a point and you just continue to repeat the same thing, we're probably going to end the call. But unlike a lot of shows, we encourage people who have a different opinion, who disagree. And again, if you want to join us, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot, just happy to be alive, loving life, have a great life. It's awesome. Okay, yeah, I got some problems too. Yeah, just like you, I got some problems, but I've got a great life. Ian Hoke, our senior producer at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you too as well. And as long as we're talking about stuff repeating, let me just come out and say right away, we understand there's an issue with the FM signal. The HD signal and the FM signal are like having sort of a lover's quarrel today. And what that means is there might be occasionally some repeating audio, some sort of looping audio if you're listening on the FM. We are aware. We thank you for your patience. We're going to get that resolved as quickly as possible. In the meantime, you may enjoy switching over to 870 AM, or you can listen on the Odyssey app or WWL.com.
And if you didn't hear that, there's a possibility that it's going to repeat itself.
Speaking of listening things, yes. The FM signal and the HD signal are having somewhat of a lover's quarrel.
Yeah, I heard that coming in. I listened to a little bit of Newell coming in. And, you know, like Newell will say something. And it just repeats itself. It repeats itself. I heard Chris Miller in the news. And that's the kind of thing that it's repeating. But we know it's happening. But look, a lot of things on this show are worth repeating. So I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah. And if you're an advertiser, you know, you could get two or three plays for the price of one. That's a great price. Come do business with WWL. We'll run your spot three times.
All right. Well, let's come back and do some early text.
Sure.
And if you want to join us, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. All right. So is the NFL too woke? A conservative TV anchor is boycotting the NFL, saying football is gay, football is queer, football is transgender. Is the NFL ruining the country? And should the NFL be boycotted? We're going to talk about that coming up. And hey, I welcome all of you who are listening to the show today. While you're working, wherever you are, if you're doing your work, thank you for tuning in. Don't necessarily let the boss know you've got it kind of cranked up, or, you know, put your headphones on, listen to the show. We really don't care if it affects the productivity of your company. We just care if you listen. We're being honest. I'm Scoot on WWL.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So there is some chatter about football being so woke that people are calling for a boycott of it. And one of the people is Newsmax host Greg Kelly. I mean, I think the guy's kind of whacked out. This is just a stupid, ridiculous idea. Explain to me how football is woke. I mean, I know the NFL wants to do the right thing. The NFL wants to set a good example for your kids. If you have kids playing football, they don't want players spitting on other players. They want to cut down on the poor sportsmanship, the, you know, overt displays of, you know, obnoxiousness on the field. And they're trying to set an example for your children. I don't think that qualifies as being woke. I think that's just a good community thing for them to do. I'm not a fan of Roger Goodell at all, but I'm not going to boycott the NFL. And also, I'm not going to be a hypocrite. And I think a lot of people are on social media saying that they're going to boycott the NFL, and they don't. And I think a lot of people, when the whole kneeling during the national anthem thing was a controversy, people were saying that they were boycotting, but they weren't really doing it. I mean, because nobody's checking up on them. So they can say one thing on social media. There are a lot of liars on social media, a lot of liars. And people have this, political machismo on social media, and they don't back it up in real life. But this Newsmax host is saying that football is gay, football is queer, football is transgender. None of that makes sense to me. None of that is true. He said, I can't stand the NFL. I'm boycotting football basically forever. They helped ruin this country, all right? Now, football is woke. How is football ruining America? How is football woke? I'd love for you to tell me how football is woke. Or do you agree with me that this is just ridiculousness? The Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. The host goes on to say, I don't need it, football. I don't think you need it either. You know, don't tell me how to lead my life, okay, dude? He said there are many other things we can do with our time. Look, I like football, the sport. I played it as a little kid in Pee Wee League. But What do we get out of it really? Watching those get exercise, make money, get ahead in their lives, while we just sit there and watch them and bet our own money sometimes on it. I want out. By the way, sometimes some of these Super Bowl games seem almost rigged. And I'll tell you, if not really phony, the Kelce, Travis, Taylor Swift, whatever the hell that thing is far from a strategy, and I don't know what. So how is football woke? I mean, look, I think we should set the record straight on this. This is absurd. There's nothing about football that's transgender. But, you know, I want to remind you that there are a lot of talk show hosts on radio and even on television who are really not that smart. They're not that bright. And this is an example of somebody who is just desperately trying to make up something to get attention. If you've got a comment, Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. Let's go to Steve on the North Shore. Steve, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, buddy. Yes, it's Steve Konis. Long time no talk, buddy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Look, as far as the NFL being woke, it's not the NFL. It's Roger Goodell. He runs the show. He's the guy who decides what is said on the edges of the scoring areas where you score. He's the guy who makes the decisions ultimately. So if he was a hardcore conservative, you hear the hardcore conservative beliefs out of that area. What I wanted to do, buddy, is call you. You know, I love you. When you were a very young guy, you were more conservative. Now in your older age, you have cut your hair off and you have personally gone more to the left than I ever recall you being, my friend. I do love you, but I got to tell you that you're hardcore wrong about President Trump. There is nobody on the planet Earth that puts in more time, hour by hour, minute by minute of his presidency to make it a better place to live for you and for me. And whether we want to talk about him writing a note to Jeffrey Epstein, okay, so what he did. He's friends with everybody. He's given money to everybody. Ultimately, my point is we're better off with him than without him, because the gentleman who he replaced was non-existent auto pen run by his underlings.
And, well, I agree with you. I agree with you about Biden. But Steve, tell me specifically how your life is better under Trump.
Well, for one thing, so free speech, let's just talk about that. And let's forget them trying to murder President Trump. We'll forget that. Let's just talk about how they took away his free speech, the same way that many are still doing to Alex Jones. If you don't like Alex Jones, hey, you don't have to like what he says, but you do have to give him the ability to say what he wants in a First Amendment.
Okay, but this is what I don't understand. I don't understand who they are, and I don't understand what free speech Donald Trump doesn't have anymore, because it seems like he's the one who's trying to take away my free speech.
Well, come on, Scoot. Do we all admit he was banned from Facebook and Twitter?
But he violated the terms of Facebook, and if you don't play by the rules, you get kicked out.
Okay, and no matter what he did, he will always be banned. He would be a problem. So what has he done now to deserve to be on there? Nothing. The rules have been relaxed. The First Amendment has returned to we the people, and God bless Elon Musk for buying Twitter, turning it into X, because if he didn't, still to this day, 4, 6, 8 channels, those channels would be just turning.
But Steve, look, let me correct you on one thing. The First Amendment doesn't apply to private companies. They can do what they want. The First Amendment applies to the government curtailing freedom of speech, and President Trump is trying to do that by pressuring broadcast media and other people in the media to act a certain way, or he's going to do what he can to have them banned or call them out.
Well, he'll call them out, yes. Have them banned, no. And I would say that the only your leftist media are the ones who do the banning, who do the censorship, who punish you when you say something.
That's not true. Fox News right now is downplaying the economy. They're downplaying the Epstein file information. They are not covering a lot of things that are negative for Donald Trump.
I don't doubt that. And that's reasonable. They have their viewpoint, whereas CNN blows fire out of their nose. If you listen to any CNN report from 6 months ago, you just have to shake your head and say, oh, my God, it's
Okay, but CNN is no more left than Fox News is right. So, I mean, that cancels out. And, you know, look, I respect what you're saying, and I just, you know, I am honest about Trump. I'm a radical moderate. I'm registered independent. I agree with you about Joe Biden. A lot of people don't give me credit for being critical of Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton, but I have been over the years. So, you know, I'm very much a radical moderate. I don't belong to either political party, and I'll call them out. But Trump has done things that are a threat to the Constitution, and I can't let those things go without bringing them up. And one of them is freedom of speech.
Well, that's negatory, brother. Negatory. Okay. I'll just close by we're going to agree to disagree on this, sure. On that point. There is absolutely no way in the world that we're worse off now. Our economy was terrible. Joe Biden was throwing gold bars over the side of the Titanic towards the end. We know that. But with the $2 billion to the Stacey Abramson fund that was created out of thin air, there's a lot of corruption. So do you admit that there's many, many, many people who must go to jail from the previous administration in order for the country to have fulfillment that we're back on the right track? They said we were on the wrong track. Now a lot of people think we're on the right track. And if you can look at polls all you want, but ultimately what it boils down to is the feeling of each and every person to dig into their wallet and buy what they want to buy, enjoy the things that they want to enjoy in life without having government over your shoulder, which we were forced to get COVID shots. Donald Trump did the right to try. He didn't do mandatory COVID
shots. I wasn't in favor of that. Look, Steve, I've got to get to a break. I enjoyed the conversation. I'm glad you called. But, you know, your perception of being on the right track is your perception. It's your view. You're a Trump supporter, and therefore you see everything golden about Trump. You know, I don't owe anything to Trump. I don't owe anything to the Democrats. And there are, in some ways, we're not on the right track. We're on the wrong track. And if you look at polls, they indicate that we're on the wrong track. A lot of, not all Americans agree with you. Some Americans agree with you, but not all Americans. So again, your perception is based on your bias, and that's kind of a natural human instinct. But I'm very confident with my position on President Trump, and I'm on the right side of history. And you know, like during the campaign when I was criticized for being a Trump hater, I will end up being right on many, many of these issues. Nobody's right all the time, so I'm not going to say that. But on the freedom of speech issues and issues like that, I'm on the right side of the Constitution, and I'm on the right side of that. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Let's get back to the NFL. I mean, if you want to react to the call from Steve, you can. But is the NFL woke? I think there are a lot of people out there who are talking about boycotting the NFL, but they're secretly watching. I think these people are essentially bad liars. You are lying to us. You're watching the NFL. It's compelling. There are great games. We'll talk a little bit about the ratings. I mean, is the NFL going down? If you think it is and you want to believe that, then you can believe that. But I don't have any evidence that the NFL is really going down. We'll talk about that when we come back. I'm Scoot, and you're listening to WWL.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1978, you know, this was really the height of the disco era, and disco music was everywhere, and this was just one of those great danceable songs. This was the number one song in the country on this day in 1978 during the disco era. I'm Scoot on the Air, old enough to have played that song when it was first released as a single. All right, I'm glad you're with us on this Tuesday afternoon. How is the NFL woke? Now, you know, I know Roger Goodell talked about Black Lives Matters back in 2020. And he said that he opposed and the NFL opposes the systematic oppression of black people. Don't you agree with that? I mean, would you actually call this show and publicly say that you are in favor of the systematic oppression of black people? Are you for that? There were aspects of Black Lives Matter before it was taken over by militant activists during some of the demonstrations that was a positive thing. So if you're against Black Lives Matter, then you are for the oppression of black people. And if you're for that, I think it's not easy to say that publicly. So keep that to yourself. I don't think you should feel that way, but you can feel however you want. But exactly how is football woke? This conservative TV anchor boycotting the NFL because football is gay, football is queer, football is transgender. How is football transgender? Are there transgender players that we don't know about? Ian, do we have some text messages on this?
Yeah, sure. Dr. Bobby is listening in Las Vegas today. He says,
right.
Woke my ass. Corrupt, run by a mafia-type organization?
Yes. I can agree with that,
Why isn't Greg Kelly saying that? And he did kind of say, I guess the Super Bowl is rigged. But the whole kind of rant about, like, why are we watching them? I don't know, Greg, why do we watch baseball? Why do we watch hockey? Why do we watch wrestling? Why do we watch anything? We've been doing this for 20,000 years, idiot. You're just now waking up to the fact it's maybe not the highest use of our time.
Yeah,
we love watching it, man.
Why do you go to concerts? I mean, those people are paid millions and millions of dollars to do what they do. Why do you do that? Well, because it's entertaining and we like the escape. We can criticize the overpaid athletes if you want to, especially those that, you know, don't catch the ball in the end zone when there's 9 seconds left in the game. But you know, for the most part, it's entertainment, and that's what we get out of it. So you can criticize all you want, but if you go to games, you go to games because of the entertainment value.
What are we watching Greg Kelly on Newsmax for?
Entertainment.
Certainly not its news value.
Well, that's
unless
that's
you want to, you know, learn how to hate your neighbor, which is all Newsmax exists to do, is make you afraid of everybody else.
Let me mention one other thing that Greg Kelly said. He said about football, he says, he said, what does this wannabe jock, Roger Goodell, what does this wannabe jock know about any of that stuff, like Black Lives Matter and oppressing black people? He knows about money. He knows about how to placate the mob. Well, Greg Kelly's trying to placate the mob, too, by coming up with this ridiculous idea that the NFL needs to be boycotted because it's gay, queer, and transgender. How in the hell is the NFL gay, queer, and transgender? I mean, this is just nonsensical talk, and nobody should pay attention to it. Before we get back to a couple of texts, the NFL ratings were down 2.2%. Last year, the average NFL game attracted, regular season game, attracted 17.5 million people. 17.5 million. Down a little bit. And it's down a little bit because there's so many other things to watch. There's so much more entertainment now than there was before. And so many choices. And so it's down a little bit. But that's not enough to really affect it. How many people watch the Fox News channel? You know, at its highest rating, its most popular shows, the Fox News channel just has a little bit over 3 million viewers. In a nation of 340 million, the Fox News channel leads the news channels. They have a little over 3 million viewers. That's it. The NFL is attracting 6 times more viewership than the Fox News channel. You got another text for us?
Yep. Here's a text that says, one hardcore MAGA influencer claims the NFL is woke because of the anti-racism slogans on the fields. For example, end racism, stop hate, and it takes all of us.
Okay, but what's wrong with those things? Do you want to continue with racism? I mean, if you want to, you're in the minority. Do you want to increase hate? Some of you do. Some of you get off on hate. Some of you have turned hate into a spectator sport. What do you want to be in the end zones? Buy a gun? You know, hate your neighbor? Is that what you want to be in the end zones? And what's in the end zone? Why does that matter? I mean, if you're a Saints fan, you don't even see what's in the end zone often enough because they don't get there often enough. I'm just kidding. But, you know, right now it's just the name of the Saint, the Saints in both of the end zones. They don't have that anymore. But, you know, that was the past, and Greg Kelly is just trying to drum up this new support for boycotting the NFL by saying it's gay, queer, and transgender. I don't get that. It doesn't make sense to me. And if I'm missing something, please let me know.
I'll give you this last one. It's a little bit longer. It says, boycotting can definitely have an effect. I remember we all boycotted the Super Bowl after the no call, and I remember them saying that viewership was actually down for that game. I don't think the NFL is woke, but I can see why people are starting to think it is. Between the writing in the back of the end zone and the gay pride games.
Gay pride games?
I don't know what he's talking about.
What do you mean gay pride? I mean, you see, I don't think we should just let people get away with texting stuff.
What gay pride NFL game is?
What is it? You know, you can't just say that and not back it up.
Are you talking about like if the 49ers do like a pride night one time a year and you're not even...
What if they talk about baseball
teams will do that, but I'm not aware of NFL teams doing
that. Well, think of some of the positions, you know, wide receiver, tight end. Does this have anything to do with it?
Text goes on. It says, I can see why people are starting to think the NFL is going woke. Agree with Black Lives Matter or not, I don't want to see any of that stuff when I sit down to watch a football game. And that's why people are saying it's going woke.
Well, you don't have to pay attention to it. You know, you go to watch the game. There are advertisements. There are things that happen in between the plays that go on in there. And you don't have to pay attention to that either. I generally don't. I would like a little silence in the dome once in a while and not music all the time in between every play. But that's just me.
If you see end racism in the end zone and that bothers you at all, that is the clearest possible indication you have work to do. If you actually bothered to turn inward, examine your own biases, pick up an anti-racism book, go to an anti-racism workshop, talk to some people about anti-racism, then that stuff starts to not really bother you anymore. You must face the fact that that makes you uncomfortable and, you know, lean into it. The only way out is through, my guy.
And if that makes you uncomfortable and racism, then you're a racist. Why are you watching a sport that is maybe 75% black? Why? It makes you a total hypocrite. It doesn't make sense. If you're a racist, why are you watching football?
If you see end racism in the end zone and that bothers you, know this. It's there for you.
Yeah. Not that it's going to change your mind because you might be in too deep. And it's sad that you learned to be a racist. All right, if you're on hold, stay with us. We've got guests coming up in the next hour. You know, we can revisit this in the 3 o'clock hour, but we've got an important topic to talk about next, and we have to get to it in the next hour. We're going to talk about the woman of the 11-year-old boy killed by an alligator after he wandered from his home. She's been arrested, and we're going to talk about that case and just child abuse in general. It's an important topic, but we'll revisit this topic in the 3 o'clock hour. I'm Scoot on the air, and we will be right back on this hot September afternoon on WWL. Why was the mother of an 11-year-old boy killed by an alligator arrested? The boy was on the spectrum. Why was the mother arrested? We'll talk about that next on WWL.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.